This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Tes Mishna Aleph Machat Oitabas Shenimtzu B'Nechushtoi Shotanu. There's a machat, a needle or a ring that's Tomei, and it's inside the Nechushtoi. We had this term before, is the cavity in the ground, the sheka in the ground of the Tanur. The Tanur was Tohor. The Machra Tabas was Tomei. Mufarshim point out, it doesn't have to be Vaday Tomei. There's a Gzeru, we'll see in other places, that a Machra Tabas, since it travels easily and goes from hand to hand, finger to finger, so we're Metame them, even if we don't know that they're Tomei, they're Becheskas Tomo, and therefore Midrabona, this din could be even Machra Tabas, that we don't know that they're Tor, have a status of Tomei, and they're in the cavity in the ground on the bottom of a Tanu. The shaila is whether the tanur is now considered tomei because there's something here that's tomei baviroi. Aval lo yoitzim, it's in this cavity in the ground, but it doesn't stick into the avir tanur. Oh, it's important to point out that a machar tabas that touched a person who's tomei l'cheshem kamarishon l'tuma should not transmit to the oven. What we have to say is that the machar tabas is an av hatuma because it touched a mace, or when it's a suffix, then we assume that it touched the mace. It's a little bit more of a chiddush. So we're looking at the machre tabas as an avatoma. If it's in the ear space of a tanner, it should transmit tuma to the tanner itself to make it into a rishon. So over here, it's not sticking up into the ear space. Im oifes abotzuk v'negebahen. Basically, the shadow over here is that the cavity in the ground over here could be looked at as an extension of the tanner. But it's in the ground, so you can look at it just as a hole underneath the tanner. What defines it, the space that's open as part of the tanner, that the machra tabas that's on the bottom should be considered in the avir, the tanner to be metamit? So it goes like this. Take the dough that's on the side of the oven, and if the dough going down would touch that machra tabas, because obviously it's not too deep, it's not too far down, that's called it's in the avir atanur. Tomei, samemel the machir tabas in that space is metame the whole tanur. If it would not be touch it, which means that it's further away, that's already removed from the ear space, it's not considered in the avir atanur. That's the word. Even though it's open without any chatzitz, it's not really in the ear space of the tanur. Be'ezeh botzek omru, that you can make this litmus test, that it's if the batzik touches or not, but batzik habenini. It's not that hard, and it's not that soft. What's the word? Soft dough will drip a little bit down, and then in the middle, that's not an accurate depiction of what's considered part of the tanur. The hard dough doesn't move at all, so in the middle, that's also not fair. The batzik that's in between, that would be a legitimate expression of what's considered part of the tanur. That's an idea that it has to be part of the tanner. It's not enough that it's open airspace. It's in the ground, so it's not davir of the tanner. The only way it's davir of the tanner is if it functions together with the tanner on some level. Mishnah's Tiris brings down a beautiful vort from Rebaron, and Mishnah's Rebaron. It means that the Chaznish seems to understand that this din is that anything that's within reason in the airspace is considered completely in the airspace. However, Rebaron wants to tell you that no. When you talk about the Zemachar or Tabas here, the part that's nearest to the top, because it's on the top facing the Avir HaTanur, that's Bavir HaTanur. But the Chelik that's on the bottom is not considered in the Avir HaTanur because it's not nearest to the Avir HaTanur. He says, very interesting, Zach. He says, if you think about it, we've been having many Mishnayos already about things that are mitame, the tanur, or things that are in the tanur, because it's a dover hatome, and it's in the ear space of the tanur. The case that's always used is a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatom. It's mitame, the tanur v'kirayin. It's in the ear space, and the sheretz, if it's over here, if it's considered in the ear space, why doesn't the Mishnah use the dukma of a sheretz? Why does the Mishnah use a machna tabas? Says like this. It says that the only part of the sheretz, if it would be on the floor over here of this sheka, the nechushtei shel ha tanur, the only part of the sheretz you'd be able to be considered as being in the ear space of the tanner would be the outer surface on top of the sheretz. The dead sheretz is lying there. Most of the body of the mouse that's lying there would not be considered nearer to the avir hatanur. Only the very top. The very top is pochus mekashir because the amount of sheretz you need to be mitame avir hatanur is kadasha. We're not learning Maseches Tyrus now, but that's the shir in nevelas sheretz. That being said, a sheretz wouldn't work. You wouldn't have this din. A machira tabas doesn't have that shir. So now that's why the Mishnah uses this case. A beautiful word. But l'chare, it's very mechiach, that this is not a simple, oh, that's the airspace of the tanner. It, being that it's in the ground, naturally it would not be part of the airspace of the tanner. If it's nireis, and it could function together with, because the botzek that's benini would drip till there, that would be mechaber mitzarif it to be considered part of the airspace of the tanner. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. L'maisa, this shtickle from Rabaran and the Mikdash David says the same word, that it's not enough to have a sheretz kadasha, which is tomei, but you have to have the sheer kadasha of the sheretz in the ear space of the tanner to be mitame. It's not so pashut. Reb Chaim l'maisa is chalik. And he holds that part of a sheretz sticking into the ear space of a tanner would be mitame the tanner as long as the dover hatome is enough of a dover hamitame. You don't need that all sticking into the avir klicheres. Reb Chaim says that only by a zover or zover that stick their hand in, it's not the ganze mensch. Even though the hand is attached to a person, you have to have the whole zover zover. We spoke about this before, inside the avir klicheres. But by a sheretz, you wouldn't say that. So Meli, you're not going to have this cheshmeh with this chiddush according to Reb Chaim. Okay, let's go on to the next case now. Nimtzu b'tvelas hatanur mukav tzomit psil. There's a tanur, and there's a layer of tit on the side that's the tvelas hatanur. Stuck into the tvelas hatanur, buried underneath, is this machadoy tabas that we're talking about. But if in way you could look at it as tuma blua, the tanner itself is mukav tzomit psil in the sense that there's, we're talking about where it's an oil with a maize. Remember that the tanner does not get tumor from the outside. It's not nitma migavo, it's only nitma me'aviroi. So if it's in an oil with a maize, it's not tomei unless the tumor can penetrate. How would the tumor penetrate? From the hole. What happens if the hole is sealed? It's mukav tzomit psil. Has a cover on it, blocking the top mill, there's no access to the tanner. In bitome, if we're talking about the Pashto reading over here, is bitome because the tzomet psil wasn't fit on well, so the tumah did penetrate. If the tumah did penetrate, so then the klicheres, the tanner, becomes tome. If it's tome, so then a kli tome is not choytzitz mpnei tumah. There's no din of hatzolos tzomet psil. Remember, the idea behind Hakofes Tzomet Psil is based on a Kli Cheres not being Mekabel Tumah Migavoy, and therefore it's sealed off from Tumah. The Kli itself doesn't become Tumah either. But if the Kli itself is Tumah, then it's not Choytz, it's Mipnei HaTumah. Vim B'Tor, if it's fitted well, the Mukav Tzomet Psil is closing it up, so then Tahirim. Now the Chedis Din is Pashut. If it's not fit well, there is no Hakof Tzomet Psil. There's nothing specific about this case. Others say, you look at the Lashon and the Rambam, what it sounds like is the Chiddush is, then maybe you would say, since it's stuck under the Tvela Shalatanur, so maybe it's Tumah Blua. As per the Hezbollah of the Din of Im B'Tor Tahirim, why Tak is it Tahir? L'chur, let it be Nitma, let it be Mekabel Tumah, the Machaveh Tavas, straight from the Dovah HaMetami, from the Maze. And the answer, you look at the Rav explains, the B'Teli L'Gabe Tvela. The thing that's stuck into the Tvela is bottled to the Tvela, and it can't be Mekabel Tumah. L'maisa, when you look at the Rash, and you look at the Rosh, they don't say that. They say that the Machad v'Tabas are Nitzoylos Medin Tzomet Psil. Why? Because it's like being in the Toich of a Kli Cheres. It's under the Tveli. It's not open. If the Tveli, which is bottled to the Kli Cheres, becomes Tomei, then it wouldn't be Choytzitz. But if it's not, then it blocks. And it's like a din of mukav tzomet psil.
The problem is that we've mentioned before that there is a din that kli shetef, any kli that's not kli cheres, inside a kli cheres is not nitma. It's a din derabbanon. But l'maisa, that's the din. The din is that if you have a knife, a metal knife, inside a kli cheres, and the kli cheres is the inside of a tanner, or an oil with a tumas meis, same thing. The halacha is that the kli shetef inside the knife becomes tame. So why wouldn't you say over here on the machane tabas that's stuck underneath the tvele hatanur, that also it's mekabel tuma, because even though it's mukav tzamid psil, it's enclosed, but l'maisa, it's a metal kli. That's the kasha. Tes Yomtev actually brings that this is the reason why the Rishonim Amoneya from just saying Mukav Tzom Psil is because it's not going to work over here. There's a Din D'Rabbanan. So the answer to this question, you look at the Tes Yomtev and others, is that the Gzeira of Kli Shetev Shebetar Kli Cheres not being Nitzla Yidei Mukav Tzom Psil is only on Kli HaMa'oritz. It's a Gzeira Otu Kli HaMa'oritz which are put into a Kli Cheres, which we won't go into more now, but Kli Chover are more calm in this regard. We're talking over here about Kli Chover. Smell, there's no Gzeru. So the Shaila is just what the case is, and that's the reason why either you have this Hakofas Summit Psil being Matzel or not. The Shaila is, what is the Machloikis? It would seem that they argue Ligabi this idea of Betel Ligabi Tvela. What's the Machloikis over here? The truth be told, the Mishnah Achroina says, the Hispshat, is that even this nusach of b'teili is not a davar im b'fnei. B'teili just means that what type of kli shetef, of metal kli b'teich kli chetz, doesn't have a din of mukav tzomet psil, when it's like we said, it's a knife, it's a ring that's sitting in the kli. So there, the kli cheres is not matzel, al toichoy. However, when it's submerged in the kli, so to speak, because it's tachas tefillah satanor, b'chiyai gavna loy gozru. In that type of case, everybody would hold that does not become tummy. So there's no yisod stikam achleikis. Others tiny that there is a yisod stikam achleikis. So Marshall will point out what would be an afkamino. What would be if instead of talking about a mace that's in the house with the tanur and the mukav tzom psil, the shal is what happens to the machaloy tabas? The question is, you have a machaloy tabas submerged under the tvele of the tanur and there's a sheretz in the tanur. If the word is that being underneath the tvele de tanur is like being in the tanur, so it's in the airspace of the tanur. What's the halacha of a machat that's in the airspace of a tanur sheyesh b'sheretz? Doesn't become tameh. Because we've learned many times that the sheretz is metameh the kli cheres, the tanur, which then transmits tumah. A kli can't become a shein l'tumah. It's not gonna be metameh. What would be the case? What would be the oifin where it would be also? If you learn that the havon is that being balua, the lashon of the Rav is that it's nivla and it's bottle to the tveli the tanner. So in the same way the tanner becomes tummy, it becomes tummy with the tanner. Chay, that which come out. We'll just be mindful that Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perchov Beis Tumas Meis, has such a meduber based on the Sugya Chum Daf Ayin Aleph that there's two levels of the din of Hatzola Summit Psil. One din is a din that the tzomid psil is pashut not in the same toich, the that which is in the kliches mukav tzomid psil is not in the same toich as the tumah which is outside the kli. So it's matzel, it's choytzitz. There's another din that the klicheres that's in the tanner doesn't become tumah megaboy. Whatever is a tofel, whatever is meshach shaychi to the klicheres, whatever is bottle and tofel to the klicheres is not nitma agav the klicheres. It's another gzez akosu. Brings rayas, he buys it. If that's the case, we can understand on a derabbanan level what we explained before, that they were gozer on kli shetef that doesn't have a din of mukav tzomet psil. That's only gabi the din of hatzola, but gabi what's bottle, what's submerged in the wool of the underneath the tvele de tanner, that avada, they weren't goyzer, because there it's not pshat, there's a din hatzolo. It's a din that it's not shaykh to tomo, because it's submerged into something that's not becoming tomo. It's not a choytzitz minim ve'atomo, it's not an entity which can become tomo. So on that they weren't goyzer. That would be mazber a little bit more gishmak, what we explained before. A similar din is the macher or the tabas is nimtzu b'megufa sechovus. It's in, they used to put a megufa, is a covering on top of a chovus. They would seal it with a layer of clay. That's called a megufa. You find it all over Shas. In the megufa, there's a macher or tabas. It's submerged in that, the same way we had it before in the Tefillah of the Tanna. It's the same, really the same thing. If it's submerged in the chelek that's mitzideo on the side of the chavis, that means picture a jug and it has an open top and you want to protect the wine or whatever else is inside. So you seal it with a thick layer of clay that's on top and it goes down on the sides to hold it tight. If it's on the sides, the chelek that's mitzideo, tmeim. You can neged pia, tohirim. If it's what's on top, tohir. The chelek has to be clear. And the Rav explains it the way that mitzideh doesn't really serve the wine inside. It doesn't really serve the chavis. It's just around because it's hard to make an exact finish on top. So because of that, what's on top is tofel, is considered the tzomet psil. It's not really necessary for the kli. What's on top is necessary. Now you'll ask, serf kol serf, it's balua. So it's tahara blua. So that we explained before, that there's no tahara blua in a kli. Tahara blue is something not becoming tummy, because blue is only when it's submerged in an animal or a person. Nirin b'soicha, avaloi lavira. If the machar or the tabas is not buried completely in the layer of clay, which we call the megufa, but it's underneath, and you could see it, if you'd be looking, if you'd have a scope inside the chavis, you'd be able to see it. Avaloi lavira, but it doesn't show out to the open ear of the chavis. Tahirin, that's called a chelik of the megufa. Shaykin b'soicha, if it's in the chavis, v'tachteyem, kiklipas hashom, it's covered over by a very thin layer of this tit. That means it's buried, but you could see where it is. You could see the outline of it. Lamais is covered by a very thin layer. That's why you could see the outline. That's called covered? Yes. Tahirin, that's called buried in the megufa, in the chavis, and it's part of it, and that's why it's not tummy. Mishnah Beis, chavis shehimaleya mashkin tahirin. This is a chavis which is full of, let's assume, yayin. Mashkin tahirin. Menekes is something obviously that draws out. It's menik. What it is it's like a straw of metal that pulls out, with which you could pull out the liquid from the chavis. It's b'soicha. The chavis itself is mukemes tzamet psil unusinu ba'el hameis. So it's completely covered over with a tzamet psil. It's a tight lid. And it's in the oil hameis. Tzamet psil, l'chayra, the contents of the chavis don't become tamik. Be'shamei ayimrim, ha'chavis v'mashkin tahirim, that's the din of tzamet psil. Umenekes tmeya. Why? Should be poshut by now. That solas tzomet psil helps on the contents of the kli, but not on the kli shebetoicha kli. This is the gzera of kli shetef. Remember that the shveferis is made out of matechas or eitz or anything else that's makabel tumu. And it's not a kliches. Kelim shebetoich kliches did not solas tzomet psil. The mashke shebesoicha doesn't have that. And the male of the mashke is tahirin. There weren't guys around that. Ubesil loimim af menekes tahira. Chur this hakov is tzomet psil. So there's a kosov that that's matzel koma shebetoich kliches. Lachur should be tahira. Kanira besil originally didn't hold the gzera. The Mishnah says, Chozu Beisil Lahiris Kedivi Beishamai. This is one of the cases where Beisil was Chozu Lahiris Kedivi Beishamai. That's at the end of the first parak in Idias. Now let's explain a little bit more, because it's far a little bit strange that the Kli Shebetoichai, there were guys around, but not the Mashke Shebetoichai. Normally it shouldn't be that way. So let's explain. The history of this Gzeir goes like this. A Chover, someone who's Makben on Tum of a Tyris, will borrow a Kli from an Amoritz. However, by an Amoritz, it's not Makbe on Tumah V'Tayra, it's always a Chshash. And because of that, the Chov is not going to borrow from him Kli
cheres, or oichel, because they don't have tahara in a mikvah. So you always have to be choshesh that at some point they became tummy. What would he borrow from him? Klishetev. Klishetev al shmoy kenu. They could always be shetev b'mayim, you could always be toivel b'mikvah. On that he'll be able to be believed that's nalach, he could believe the amoritz that it was nitval properly in a mikvah. Okay. The problem is that the din of tzomet psil was known, and Hamaoritz could easily think that the din of Mukav Tzomet Psil would help not only by Klicheres, where the whole lumdus of Mukav Tzomet Psil is because of Klicheres is not Nitma Megaboy, only Me'aviroi, so it never became Tommy, so Melitz Matzo Mashu B'toichoi, a Kli Shetev doesn't have that din. So, and Hamaoritz, as far as he's concerned, he's the Chover is borrowing from him a metal kli, and the metal kli is fine, doesn't need tahara b'mikvah, because it was in a metal kli that's matzal mitumah. Because of that, what they did in order to stop the Chover from borrowing from him that kli is they made up that mukav tzomid psil doesn't help even on clay mateches or any other type of kli, klishetev. That's besoich a klicheres. Kalim that are inside another kli, there's no mukav tzomet psil. Like this, they got away from that mistake. That being said, they weren't goyzu, even though naturally the mateches that's inside the klicheres becomes avatum, it should be mitame de mashkin. That's there. They weren't goyzu on it because not meikar adin. That was the story of this gzeira. And Beisil Paschal like Beishamai. Machlokes Yushem that we've mentioned before is in several places the Rav is going with the Rambam, which is in the Pishim Shnais in Perek Yud, and it's Kepas in the Hochas Tumas Meis Perek Chov Gimel, that they were Goyzer both on Klei Amoritz and Klei Chover, this Gzeira, whereas the Rosh and the Rash holds they were only Goyzer on Klei Amoritz, we explained. In Mishnah Aleph, Legabe, Machat v'Tabas, you're going to have to say that even though it's Klei Shetev, it's made out of metal, but we're talking about a Klei Chover. And by Klei Chover, they weren't Geyser on the Tzol Tzomet Psil, and there, Taki, you still have the Din Deraisa. One last very choshev idea, and that is that this whole discussion, B'Shama and B'Shillel, is, like we said, it's a Mishnah in Idias. It's also a Mishnah in Aholos. And we also had in the previous Mishnah these dinim of klishetev with kliches, nitzel b'tzomet psil. Because of this, the Rambam Kanir wanted to learn that this Mishnah was adding another chiddush. And according to the Rambam, this nekuda of menekes is a different halacha. He has, and it's also brought in the Yad, in Perchov Beis, Melchus Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin. We're talking over here about a menekes, which is stuck into the barrel. It's not a menekes shel mateches, like we explained. It's a menekes of cheres. It doesn't go all the way into the chovah. Part of it sticks up. The way we explain the Mishnah now, it's talking about a straw that's in the chovah, but l'maisa, the whole thing is covered over. The whole thing is mukav tzomet psil. According to the Rambam, no. It's covered over. The covering, there's a straw sticking out. Picture a soda bottle that you had something sticking. Well, the soda bottle, you can't really stick a straw in. But picture a straw sticking through one of those plastic covers on the top of a, let's say, a coffee. So the whole thing is sealed. The whole top is sealed by the plastic cover. The straw seals up the opening, but there's an opening because from the top of the straw. So the Rambam has over here a chiddush that we see the contents of the chovis are sealed because the menekes goes on an angle. Picture a straw that has the, we could twist it. So the Rambam holds that twist is enough of a base kibble that it's called blocked off. The menekes itself, the straw is tome. Practically, the Mishnah Achreina has a cheshman to try to figure out, why don't we say that the menekes is mitame the mashkin? Why is it not mitame the kli cheres that it's sticking into our idea aviroi, and that would be mitam de mashkin, ayin shom. The lomda shakash is, there's a shtickel Reb Chaim in stencil, be'inyam menikas, and the Chaznish talks about this also, is that if the menikas, which is the stimas hatzolas tzomet psil, itself becomes tomei, Haloi, the idea of stima is stima al yidei something which is not mekabel tuma. That's the whole idea, that
something that becomes tuma can't be chaytz nea tuma. So over here, the menikas which becomes tuma, how's it chaytz it? So here's where Reb Chaim says his big word, that when you have a chavis that's filled up with wine, is be'etzim, the fact that it's in a separate kli itself, be'etzim is the davar hamatzel. There's a problem, there's a hole in the kli that you have to stuff up with a tzamid psil. There's a din noisiv on the fact that it's in a kli that you need a hatzola from a tzamid psil. So over there, if the covering is a davar tameh, that's not a problem. The chaytzis pnei atumah is only if the kli itself would be tameh, then it wouldn't be called that it's enclosed in a kli, because that kli itself is a davar tameh. If the kli itself is a davar tar, which it is over here, because it's a chavis, it's a kli cheres, and the kli cheres doesn't become tameh migaboy. So then there's hatzolo. The fact that you can't have an opening, the opening itself can be closed up, can be nistam, the tzomit psil itself could be a davar tameh. So that's why you have hakovet tzomit psil legabe this din.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.